Rebecca, it's snowing outside. Do you want to have a snowball fight?
No thanks, Nicole. I'm trying to press the last of these apples.
Are you making hot apple cider?
Very hot, so we don't get sick. I heard about a European scientist who discovered creatures so small that you can only see them through a microscope.
A microscope?
It's like a magnifying glass that lets you see the tiniest little things. Can you imagine looking through a lens and discovering all sorts of new creatures, living in a world that's existed forever, but nobody thought about it before?
I'll drink it either way. I love your apple cider. The only person who ever made apple cider better than you was.
Mom, I know. I'm trying to follow her old recipe.
You should come up with your own. Maybe mix in some chili powder.
I think I'll stick with Mom's.
So where's Dad?
He's out, but he left a note.
Oh, here it is. Dear Nicole and...
Rebecca.
Thanks. Dear Nicole and Rebecca, just eat cookies for dinner.
That's not what it says.
Yes, it does. On the back.
You're making that up. Give me that.
Hey!
Dear Nicole and Rebecca, I'm going out to catch a turkey.
Oh, no.
And you know what that means?
Yep. Dad's cooking dinner. And he's the worst cook in Salem.
That's the other reason I'm boiling the cider. Ready to try some?
Yes, with a cookie.
Nick, Dad will know if you take one. He always knows how many are in there.
So? I'm just gonna eat one and break another in half. That way it'll look like the same number of cookies as before.
Nickster the trickster. He won't fall for that.
All right. But the note said...
Here, just have some cider. Careful, though, it's really...
It's hot! Rebecca, what did you do to me? Quick, get some snow, I burned my tongue!
That was the idea. You know Dad's going to undercook the turkey or overcook it, but either way, he'll smother it with salt.
My tongue! A whole layer of skin is gone. I needed that.
Right. So, if we burn our tongues now, we won't have to taste his horrible cooking.
That was good. Can I have some more?
Sure. You know the Malone family motto. We don't do anything dumb on our own. We do it together. How about a toast to the new year?
To the new century.
To the year 1700. Happy New Year, Nick.
Happy New Year, Becky.
That burns. That burns. Ugh, we won't be able to taste anything for a week.
Oh well. I'm gonna have cookies for dinner now.
Nick, would you quit it with that?
Rebecca, look on the other side of the note.
There's another side? There's another side.
I tried to tell you.
Dear Nicole and Rebecca, I'm going out to catch a turkey for the governor's party. Just eat cookies for dinner.
Blech. My tongue's so burnt, I can't taste a thing.
Happy New Year!
In early American history, there once lived a Puritan family. It was the end of the 17th century. But none of them practiced sorcery. No, none of them practiced sorcery. They weren't really happy in their hometown. What with all the witches just hanging around? Then a friendly druid came and took him to a new location. She knew it would be fine because a good imagination is all you need to deal with any indignation and anything else that comes your way. So let's listen to the show that will not bore us. It's the Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest.
Rotten Governor, send me out on turkey duty in the middle of Massachusetts winter? Come one, come all. I'm going to ring in the new century with a feast. Let's see, who can I send out in a blizzard to fetch a wild turkey? Oh, I know. Paul Malone, the only single father in Salem. Rotten governor.
Patience, Goody. We'll get you in a nice hot bath soon enough.
At last. Happy New Year.
Yes. Thank you, Warden Bradstreet.
What's in the sack?
Oh, this? It's the wild turkey our fearless governor asked me to fetch. It'll take 4 hours to cook, so it should be ready sometime next century.
Ah, you brought a second turkey.
Second turkey?
The two young ladies dancing with the governor brought one.
You're joking.
After the governor sent you out, Tabitha and Mallory Brewer managed to find one. Unusually fast.
The Brewer twins? The late Prudence daughters?
Yes, Prudence the witch.
Careful, Judah. We can't have any of that witchcraft talk around here anymore.
Well, I should know. I arrested her back some 7 years ago. Don't you think it's a little suspicious for them to dance with the man who had their mother executed for sorcery?
Like you said, Judah, it's been 7 years. Maybe they found it in their hearts to forgive.
Paul, come on. We've both seen the Brewer girls barefoot in the forest stirring a cauldron.
Yes, but before we have a relapse of insanity, remember that's not evidence of witchery.
Well, how else could they have flash-fried their turkey in an hour?
What? An hour? You can't cook a turkey in an hour.
They did.
Well, there must be some scientific explanation.
And I still say it's sorcery.
Hello, good Malone. That sure took long enough. Seems you can catch a witch faster than you can catch a turkey.
Oh, that's marvelously funny. Thank you, Governor. But if you'll remember, I'm just an occasional deer hunter. I never hunted witches. Lord, I hate this town.
I think he's getting us confused again, Paul.
Deer, witches. They both run naked through the woods. I won't correct them.
Look, everyone. The turkey found a turkey. Ha ha ha. What's in the sack, good Malone? Your new girlfriend?
Good one, Governor. What a witty joke. And so tasteful of you to tell it to a recent widower like me. I am so ready to go Quaker.
Ah, don't worry about him. He's a flea-ridden drunk.
And a bad dancer.
Well, it's only been legal a little while now.
Good Malone, what are you waiting for? Go and cook your turkey. Or do I have to put the Brewer girls on the job?
Yeah, Mr. Malone.
What are you waiting for?
Come on, Paul. I'll take you to my place. You can warm up there and use my oven to cook.
Yes, Warden, get me out of here before I kill the governor. So, Bradstreet, after all this time, you still think Prudence Brewer was a witch?
Yes. But God willing, the devil won't send us anymore.
Judah, you have to be careful with that sort of talk. Just like the rest, there was no evidence, and all the confessions were coerced.
You still don't believe in magic.
What? Imaginary creatures flying around, or someone sending their specter to go spook their neighbor's goats? Look, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. And then when I do see it, I upgrade it to maybe.
Well, whatever you believe, at least the witch trials are behind us.
Yes, that much we can agree to. Though, I wish I had stood up against it. All I did was worry about my own family, and I'm not proud of it.
At least you didn't go door to door looking for witches like I did. Nobody's forgotten that. I still can't find a wife. Probably never will. I'm afraid I'll be lonely until the day I die.
I fear it the same since Sarah passed away. It's hard to imagine being married to anyone but her.
You still have your kids. I've got no one. I bet if I fell down a well, not a single person would toss me a rope.
Oh, come on. You'd be fine.
Sure. Someone would need water eventually.
I would toss you a rope.
Thanks. At least I've got one friend in town.
And I'll always be your friend, Judah. But there's something I was going to announce tonight at the party. Right after I cook this bird, I'm packing up. The Malones are moving. I'm sorry to say goodbye like this.
Oh. Well, I'll be sad to see you go. But it's a new year. A whole new century. How about a toast to new beginnings?
Thanks for understanding.
Of course. You have to do what's best for your kids. A toast to the year 1700.
Happy New Year.
I'll leave you alone with the turkey. I better go back and keep a watch on those Brewer twins. Safe travels, good Malone. Wherever you go.
Thank you, Mr. Bradstreet. What's gotten into this turkey? Quit squirming, would you? All right, let's see. Where does Bradstreet keep his bucket of salt?
Let me out!
What? Who said that?
In the bag. Let me out of the bag.
The bag?
Yes, the bag. The sack? Please, let me out.
First, you tell me how you got in the bag.
I always was in the bag.
No, there was a turkey in the bag. And turkeys don't talk.
I'm a human now. But I used to be a turkey.
I disagree, because that's impossible.
It's magic. Now, please let me out, or I'll use a bit more magic and let myself out.
The cold must be getting to me. Oh, praise the Lord! You're not a talking turkey. You're a fully grown, beautiful woman. I'm still quite certain I'm delirious, but... Hello, I'm Paul.
Maggie McLeod, intercessor from the Enchanted Forest.
Yep, delirious. But let's see where this goes.
Thank you for the compliment to my appearance. You are a somewhat handsome man yourself.
Thank you. Lady McLeod, please excuse my manners, but we don't get a lot of lookers around here, if you know what I mean.
Forgive my rudeness, but you think it may be your community's choice of colorless garments?
Yes, among other things. It's our approach to life in general. The uglier, the better. But we're Puritans. We like it that way.
Excellent. I have work that must be done. So, in your culture, are the greetings now considered complete?
Not really. Let's talk about what we do for work.
Very well.
I'll go first. I'm a farrier. I trim, clean, and shoe horses' hooves.
I see. Now are the greetings complete?
No, now it's your turn. I'd love to hear what you do. You used to be a turkey. Perhaps you're a witch?
I'm not a witch. I'm a druid.
A druid? What is a druid? And what's the difference?
Witches use life to make magic. Druids use magic to make life. They turn people into turkeys. We turn turkeys into people.
I think we may be splitting hairs here, but all right.
That sounds like a tedious task. Perhaps we could do it later. Right now, I need your help to save the twin teenage witches.
Who? Tabitha and Mallory Brewer? I'm not sure they're even witches.
There was a break in the seal between your world and the Enchanted Forest where I'm from. We're not sure what it was, but we believe an evil force has come to Salem.
Should blend in just fine. Sorry, Maggie, I have plans. I'm going to go home, grab my kids, and leave town with a great deal of enthusiasm.
Did I not hear you say you wish you had done more to stand up against the witch hunts?
Oh, so not only do you turn her to turkeys, but you also eavesdrop. Not the best way to start a relationship.
Relationship? Sir, as the druid elders of my world would say.
All relationships should be built on a foundation of trust?
Mr. Malone, I can deliver your family to a place beyond the Puritan world. And the journey is safe. But the evil force spreads as we speak. If we do not act now, more witches will hang.
You say we're going to start hanging witches again?
And if it begins with the Brewer twins, it will not end with them.
What's that?
It's an evil force.
You, good sir, what's the commotion?
The governor's been murdered! Found dead in the snow!
The governor's dead?
Yep. The Brewer twins are to blame. They'll hang on the morrow. Happy New Year!
Good Lord. When will we learn? I'll take you straight to the prison. Let's go. Judah. Hello, Judah. Are you here?
Paul, I'm glad you're still around. I don't know if you heard.
Governor's dead. Yes, I know.
We got them red-handed.
We're innocent. Let us go.
We did nothing.
You killed the governor. And the turkey was dry. So, Paul, who's this? I thought you weren't dating again yet.
My name is Maggie McLeod. I am a druid who transported here through a magic portal from the Enchanted Forest, and I insist...
Old, long-lost relative. Started drinking around noon.
I am perfectly in control of my faculties. You, sir, release these two women.
I can't do that. They're killers.
We've hurt no one.
This is a witch hunt.
Darn right it is.
We were at the party with everybody else.
So they have an alibi. Do you have a murder weapon, Judah?
Based on the injuries, I'd say it was a ghostly dagger.
But no physical evidence. You've got nothing, Warden. Let them go before this town loses its mind again.
There was sulfur powder around the knife wound. A sure sign of evil.
You can buy that at the apothecary. You have nothing, Judah.
I have witchcraft. And I have a motive. The governor went outside to, shall we say, relieve himself of some ale, and he never returned. Stabbed in the back by the specters of two girls whose mother he had killed. No weapon left behind, and not a footprint in the snow but his.
Bradstreet, that's ridiculous. You need to get out there and find the real killer.
We did all hear the governor mocking you in the assembly hall, so unless you wish to confess to the crime, it's going down as witchcraft.
Enough! Release these women immediately, or I will cast a spell that will tear this building asunder.
Don't talk like that, Maggie.
Maybe it was your specter, Goody. Are you a witch like them? Because I'd be glad to hang you, too.
I'm warning ya.
No, you're too pretty to be a witch.
Hey!
This is your final warning.
Just ignore her, Bradstreet.
I don't know about you, but I'm pretty.
Mallory, we're identical twins.
What are you waiting for? Show me what you can do, witch!
Number 64!
Oh my! What on earth was that? Bradstreet, are you all right?
Paul! Help! She's destroyed the prison! She's casting evil magic! Help me out from under this rubble!
We're free!
That was incredible!
Well, aren't you witches? Haven't you cast magic before?
Oh, well, yes, of course.
Once we possessed a skunk to spray our neighbor.
Paul, don't just stand there stupefied. Help me!
How did you cast the skunk spell?
We put some cabbage by the old lady's front door at night, then called her name.
So you've dabbled. Come with me, ladies. I'll take you to safety. Let's go, Paul. Paul?
I just saw magic. It's real.
Mr. Malone, we need to go.
Huh? No, I can't just let my friend be crushed to death under a pile of bricks.
Paul, please!
I wasn't going to leave him to die. Number 21.
No, don't cast your wicked... I'm not bleeding anymore. I feel all right.
Yes. Nature's healing spell.
How did you cause that earthquake?
It must have been gunpowder. No, I would smell gunpowder.
I'm still stuck, you know.
I thought magic spells had to have ancient words like eternum paternum immortalis.
Latin. In its proper Celtic tongue, the full version of the earthquake spell I just cast is Redefine Gwned Irthe Ar Semidol Dan Fin Hyde. Oops.
You have got to teach us that.
Oh, was I not already trapped under enough bricks? Will you please stop?
I'm so sorry. Number 21.
Thank you. That's better. Oh, I can still barely move.
No. None of this makes sense.
That's why it's magic, Paul.
Yeah, Mr. Malone.
I don't get it. You just say a number?
Or you can cast the full spell, but by the time you get all the words out, someone has shot an arrow through your head. It's quite cumbersome. So, yes, we've numbered our spells.
Ooh, that's such a good idea.
Why didn't we think of that?
Probably because you're not really witches.
Yes, we are!
I'm wearing a blanket of bricks. Paul, I implore you, toss me a rope!
No, you'll hang us all, just like you hanged our mother!
He's been healed. Someone will save him. Let's go!
Of course we still make new druids learn the spells the long way first. It's tradition.
We need to run before anyone sees us.
And druids never write their spells down or our knowledge could be stolen.
Now!
Right.
Paul, come on, help me, man!
Sorry, Judah. The witches are right. Someone will come and save you.
Traitor!
All right, kids, wake up. Get your shoes on. We've got to get out of here.
What?
Let's go. Get your shoes on. Nicole, wake up. Get your shoes on.
Who are these people?
Hello.
I'm tired. Where are we going? Can I have a snack?
I'll tell you when we get there. Get your shoes on.
Paul, I hear him coming. We don't have much time.
I understand. I'm working on it.
Dad, who are these people?
Two witches and a druid. Get your shoes on.
Ah!
Wicked.
Okay, now the whole town is awake. Nikki, what did I tell you about that word? And where's your other shoe?
I don't know.
I'll open the portal. Number two!
Dad? What is that thing?
Is that magic? I thought you said witches weren't real.
It's magic. It's druid magic. It's real and it's incredible. Just look at that world. The blue skies, the lush trees, the verdant pastures. Get your shoes on.
Is that a castle? What's that over the trees? A dragon?
No, that's a phoenix. Look by the mountain, Nicole. That's a dragon with a nest. See them moving?
Dad, they have dragons.
Incredible.
Yes, I think you really like the Enchanted Forest. You find plenty of covens to join, if you're so inclined.
You saved us from execution!
Is there any way that we can thank you?
Yes, if you could find Nicole's other shoe, that would be great.
Did she say Enchanted Forest?
Rebecca, honey, it's okay. She's gonna take us to a safe place far away from here.
Dad, I'm going. That place looks wicked.
But are we coming back?
Probably not, sweetie.
What about my friends?
Where's Nicole?
She jumped through the portal into the other dimension.
With one shoe on?
Dad, this is really scary. How do I know it's real?
You'll be fine, Rebecca, if you just listen.
I found it. I found the other shoe.
Rebecca, dear, my name is Maggie McLeod. I'm from an ancient group of people called the Druids. I'd like you to come visit our forest. Look into the portal. Do you see that town?
By the lake?
That's Wood's End, a place where you can find all sorts of new friends. You can meet pixies and giants and funny little gnomes.
Pixies?
We even have witches, like Tabitha and Mallory.
Eh.
Hey, we're witches.
Sure you are.
All right, everybody through the portal. Just close your eyes and imagine where you want to be. Tabitha, Mallory, there are some good covens in the North Valley.
And that's where we're headed.
Let's go.
Your turn, Rebecca.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, would you quit thinking and...
Oh.
They have unicorns.
Unicorns? You have unicorns?
Yes, we do.
Oh, really? What do you know?
Okay, I'll go.
Now close your eyes and visualize where your little sister landed or you'll be separated.
I'll see you soon. Right, Dad?
Yes, you will, sweetie.
I can tell you care greatly for your children, Paul.
I'm not the world's best father, but yes. Yes, I do.
Daddy?
What?
Don't forget Bridget.
Right, my horse.
Paul, we need to go.
Hang on. Those are some good horseshoes. Right?
Two kicks? Not bad.
Dad?
Oh my gosh, you keep popping out of the portal. What? What is it?
I love you, Daddy. I'll see you in the Enchanted Forest. Oh, and don't forget Lady Macbeth.
Right, the cat. The only one of my children that was planned. Where is she? It's open.
Malone, we need to talk.
Stand back, sir.
Talk about what, Bradstreet? You killed the governor.
What? No, I didn't.
Of course you did. It's all making sense now.
Paul, how can you... Unbelievable! You were my only friend. And what on earth is that? Some kind of gateway? She's a witch.
Paul, we need to go. I can't let that man through this portal.
I still need to find my cat. Oh, there you are. Come here, Lady Macbeth. Sounds like you have a little hairball on the way.
Malone, how can you think I killed the governor? And where are the Brewer girls?
Paul, grab the animal. Let's go.
You're obviously not a cat owner. She'll come when she's ready.
You're going to that place? She's taking you straight to hell. What are you thinking, Malone?
He's gotten too close, Paul. Either you jump in or I close the portal.
Judah, even if we never meet again, I'll always consider you my friend. But you wouldn't want me here. I'd only have to testify against you.
Paul? all. I didn't kill the governor.
You're framing the twins so you can bring back the witch hunts and be a hero again. The good old days. Right, Warden?
Some friend you are. Why won't you believe me?
Look, have a good life in Salem. I'm leaving for good. Oh, and watch your step.
Paul, let's go!
Paul! Paul, get back here! What the...
Is everyone okay?
I'm fine. I've got Bridget.
I've got Lady Macbeth. Where are the witches?
They went somewhere else when they jumped through the portal.
The North Valley. They'll be happy there. Well, kids, what do you think?
It's beautiful.
Dad, is this our home now?
I think we can make it work. It sure beats Salem in the weather category. Hey, Nick, what's that large, bright object in the sky?
The sun.
Oh, right. I forgot what it looked like.
Dad.
But listen, kids, I'm betting there's some really bizarre wildlife around here.
All of the creatures in the Enchanted Forest are under druid protection, Mr. Malone.
Including us? Because I think we'll want to be careful.
That would be wise. Rebecca? Nicole? I have something for you.
Is it a cookie?
No, it's not a cookie.
Because I find that when someone gives me a cookie, I remember them forever.
It's not a cookie, Nick.
I hope you don't mind, but we left in such a hurry, so I grabbed two things from your home that seemed important. Rebecca, is this your ruby necklace?
Oh my goodness! That was my mother's. Yes, it's mine. Now. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that.
And for you, Nicole, is this your wooden fife?
Yes, that's my favorite!
That's the one their mother taught her to play on. Show her what you can do, Nick.
Impressed, Nicole. You've got quite the musical touch.
That was very kind of you, Maggie. What do you say, kids?
Thank you, Miss McCloud.
I'm not done just yet. At times you may need a little magic on your side while you're in the Enchanted Forest. Would you please hold out your items?
Okay.
Subinor etamahin.
What did that do?
Nicole, whenever you're in trouble, play your fife, and you'll summon help from woodland creatures.
Wicked.
What about mine?
Rebecca, your ruby is now a druid stone. If you're ever in need, just put your hand to the stone, and in your bravest voice say, "The Malone family is number one."
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you, Witch Saver.
So, what about me?
What about you?
Me? What magic gift do you have to bestow on me?
I was just going to give you directions.
Directions?
Yes, and a little advice.
He needs both.
Thanks, Becky.
Head west into town and you'll be all right. But whatever you do, don't go anywhere near the castle we saw in the portal.
Don't go to the castle. Got it. Thanks for the advice.
Safe journeys, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Turkey Lady.
That traitor. Now I'm stuck in some forest all alone. Anybody out there? Hello? Anybody? Hello? I need to find out who's in charge around here.
Judah Bradstreet? Judah Bradstreet! Save me!
What are you? Are you a ghost?
No. I am flesh. I am Tethra, Queen of the Fomorians. What you see is my specter, which I have sent as a beacon.
How did you know my name?
I can sense you are the most honest and noble man in this forest. But you are not from here.
I'm from Salem, Massachusetts,
and I need help getting back.
Like you, I've been imprisoned here by an evil force. I need a hero, and you are the only one who can save me. Come to the castle. Free me, Judah Bradstreet. Free me from the castle, and I will help you.
I'm on my way.
And that concludes episode 1 of The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. How will the Malone family survive in this brave new world? And what havoc will Judah Bradstreet create? You'll find out in our next episode. Starring tonight's show by order of appearance, Lyra Benjamin as Nicole Malone, Elle King as Rebecca Malone, Chauncey Miller as Paul Malone, Charles McAlicky as Judah Bradstreet and the Drunk Passerby, Tom Haynes as the Governor, Jamie Oakley as Mallory Brewer, Rebecca Stanifer as Tabitha Brewer, Rain Palmer as Maggie McLeod, Rhonda Lemon as Lady Macbeth, and Sariana Gregg as Queen Tethra. This series was written and directed by Clint Festa. Sound design and editing by Christian O'Neill. Theme music, scene transition music, and magic fife music composed by Louis Panzer. Theme song lyrics and melody by Clint Festa. This series was produced by Christian O'Neill on behalf of the Cary Playwrights Forum. The Cary Playwrights Forum workshops and produces new plays written by North Carolina playwrights, including audio series. If you support our mission and enjoy productions like this one, please consider donating to the Cary Playwrights Forum. Visit CaryPlaywrightsForum.org, check us out, and click the yellow donation button on the right. And be sure to tune in for our next episode. Welcome to Wood's End!